Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by Adonis Smith, Shorebirds manager, for a weekly conversation. And AD, in the midst of a week against a really good Hickory team and coming off a nice road trip as well, did a lot of good things between Salem and Hill State. So coming out of the All-Star break, how do you like the way this team has played?
I think they've played solid. I think the thing is consistency. Is once we gather that good performance on the field, is just to repeat it for the next game and build on it and repeat it for the next game.
And this team you're playing this week in Hickory kind of feels like a good test of that, one that you beat in the nightcap of the doubleheader on Wednesday, but then had the tough follow-up on Thursday. But it feels like this is a team, though, that really tests you. When you make mistakes, they make you pay, and it's a good way for this club to learn.
Absolutely. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're pretty clean in all facets of the game, and they make you work. And it just shows that, you know, like we beat them on the doubleheader game, we can play with them. And if we put our best foot forward in the game that we're currently playing, we'll be right on top with them.
Playing a team like this also kind of feels like a double-edged sword in a way. They're the best team in the second half. We've talked about how clean they are, but at the same time, it's a really good competition level for this team to go up against this kind of team and see what makes them so great and try and live up to those expectations going against them every night.
Absolutely. And honestly, it's playing against ourselves. I mean, they're a good team and we just have to do the things we do well, which is, you know, pitch it, field it, hit it, be aggressive on the base paths, and everything else to speak for themselves.
Now, this has been kind of an exciting weekend of sorts because you guys have added quite a few players to your active roster, including two position players in Jamone Newell and Hector Camposano, along with three pitchers from the FCL as well. So to add those kinds of players to your roster at this point in the season, how exciting can that be?
It's super exciting. You get to see what the FCL brought with the season they had down here, the type of talent they had, and, you know, welcoming those guys to come and do the same thing here.
I talked about the two position players in particular. This has already kind of been a deep position player group the way it is. Now to add those two just makes it even the more exciting for right now.
Absolutely. They provide a different aspect as far as they can play outfield and infield. They're dynamic on the bases. They're fast, pretty decent bat to ball, and just looking forward to them to getting after it.
And it makes that filling out the lineup card more exciting for you because you talked about the versatility they have, being able to plug them in anywhere. So it just gives you so many more options to work with.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they're excited to play here, excited to be here. Not for sure. I was talking to one of the other players tonight and see if I think it might have been their first night games that they've ever played ever. So it's also good to see them experience that, experience the crowds, but also still stay under control and continue to play the way they do.
It doesn't feel like a big culture shock, but when you put kids like that in front of a packed stadium at night under the lights for the first time, it can really maybe give you that adrenaline pump that maybe you don't get down in Florida.
Absolutely, but I haven't seen anything out of the ordinary, you know, in that regard. They're continuing to stay locked in and to go play and have fun out there doing what they do.
And along with adding them to the roster, you also saw some guys get promoted to Frederick this week. Christian Rodriguez, maybe most notably, he was the ace of this pitching staff all season long. So to see him go up and continue his journey, how proud are you to see what he did this year and to earn that promotion?
Absolutely. I mean, he shoved every time he was out, end zone a lot, made a lot, got a swing and miss, a lot of soft contact from him. Going to be missed, but it also provides an opportunity for other pitchers to step up and kind of do the same.
And I feel like he was a guy that also led by example pretty well in terms of his work ethic, what he did on the mound each and every time. And it's interesting to see how the guys, you know, obviously take from him and what he did this year.
Absolutely. He was very indicative about the things that he went to, very regimented, and passed that along to some guys. And I think that's one of the greatest things that he did as far as being a good teammate and being religious with his work and how diligent he was. I think guys saw that, noted it, and starting to utilize some of the same information.
And then lastly, we're 100 games into the season now. So from game one to game 100 now, how much have you seen this team improve?
Oh, drastically. There's still continuous daily work because there's things that each individual has to work on. But as far as the team aspect, as far as understanding what this level is about and understanding how to go about the work day in and day out to compete at night, it's night and day.
Well, AD, we appreciate the time as always, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Manager Adonis Smith, back more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.